Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your new discovery of life, and you'll find more and more hope, more and more potential in yourself, and the possibility of the life, and hope that all those will be manifested, will increase. I would like to share this Dharma talk. In last Dharma talk, I have talked about the recent discovery, and this is another discovery, the recent discovery. It is happened. Interestingly, by establishing the method of playing music, to perform music, how to give effect to the listener as they receive the transference of the energy and love and light of the great spirit of the universe. And in this process, I found that if I really perform for the listener, not for any amount of myself, but totally for the listener to be receive the great love or whatever, the merit of the great spirit of the universe. With this mental attitude, I could feel much more entity of the existence of the people. In that moment, I realized that it's totally different recognition of the existence of others compared to not really, really 100% wishing for others, or really everything is for others, even if I sit beside or in front of the people. Just be there for others, to give merit to others. Then I could feel more real entity of others. That's what I realized. Unless people are not really in this mental attitude or state of the heart, really exist for others. The one's feeling point of view, one's recognition of others, does not really into the reality, a really feeling the existence of us, not really feeling the existence of others. Therefore, as you see others objectively, like observing, it is not like feeling the existence of others. It is like looking at the illusion, just as a projection of the one's subconscious image. Because once you really exist for others, then you can feel others' existence, like touching to others, even you are not touching physically. This is very interesting realization, noticed. Nowadays, people see things others objectively as attitude of the science is because nothing prepared for others to help others, just observing. Once you will be in a state of the giving heart. This is not like sometimes you give or sometimes you don't give. It's a state of the heart and the body, or state of the existence that always preparing oneself to help for others. This is a mental attitude of really exist for others. And interestingly, as you feel the more reality of the entity of others by the state of the heart of that exists for others, of course you're more dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. And as you more dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, your energy will be more fulfilled. And as you just seen others as objectively, is not the state of the existence that you stand by, always preparing to help others, just seeing objectively. It's not the heart of the giving, state of the giving heart. What giving exists for others. And you not be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. So your energy will soon be empty. It's totally different. Your energy will be fulfilled. It's interesting, as you exist for others, and you give a lot of energy to others, therefore. So it seems like you get tired from the people who doesn't exist for others. They think, they imagine that, it must be tiring, they're giving so much energy to others. I can't do that because I have no energy, but it's actually opposite. If you don't give energy to others, you will not dwelled by the great speed of the universe. So your energy will not be charged by the universe. Let's exist for others. And let's recognize the real entity of others and be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe and be fulfilled, fully charged the energy of the great love, the light, and the majestic power of the great spirit of the universe. May you exist for others. Always prepare yourself, not forcingly, just it will be like that. Always you switch on to help others, and you'll be more energetic, you'll be more fully charged and happier. That is guaranteed. May you be happier and energetic and brighten with the light of Amida, the great spirit of the universe.